told me to skin you alive.
I get children, I never see them die. I get children, I make money cry. Got your mother in my car, I wanna hear them scream. Beat a broken cabin, smoke and I win. You're in the ghetto hotel. How about some pioneer hats like a few chill? Can't hear that ski rat. I think I see that tire. I'm gonna be my helping hand for the kind of a ever wanna die? Of course you have. But I won't till I get my revenge. I mean, fuck, run too many ways. But I don't wanna see people anymore. Things I never ever saw before. But you see them for the shit they are. Next to this, I get away with me. Anyone gonna be king for a day? So I kill children. I love to see them die. I kill children. I make mamas cry. I kill children. I make the hits indoors. I kill children. Can I wait for yours? 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 Yes!
Welcome to the Innerside Radio Program. My name is Scooter, and I should mention that this and all other 284 Innerside Radio programs are archived in air-quality MP3 audio. If you'd like to browse them, simply Google The Innerside. This just in from Robert Knight, Dateline, New York City. Here is some audio from the never-ending sectarian debates with extra-strength 911 value protests surrounding the proposed mosque-powered community center that is too soon and too close to the strip clubs, all-night saloons, porn shops, and discount electronic wholesale monuments commemorating the hallowed ground of zero. And by the way, have you seen the Middle East? Every mosque is right down the street from ground zero. I stole that joke from David Feldman. Down here in Texas, we are kicking back, munching popcorn, and watching the great metropolitan, classy New Yorkers act like a truckload of bubbas from Slidell, Louisiana. And loving it. But that's what religious spiritual warfare will do for you. Lobotomy. What we're going to hear is an Islamic fellow on the soapbox calling for kumbaya and the Constitution, liberally interspersed with advertisement for the peace of the prophet upon him, being overcome by followers of the great religion of tolerance, Christianity, who very efficiently sing him down. Hymnalic and shrill, but effective.
So this is what we call you to. So this image is the image of al-Islam. What does it say? It says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. It says that we believe that there is only one God, and Muhammad is his son of God.
It's good enough for me. Let us pray with Aphrodite. Let us pray with Aphrodite. She wears that see-through nighty, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that all. Pray with Zarathustra. We'll pray just like we used to. I'm a Zarathustra booster, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. We will pray with those Egyptians. Build pyramids to put our crypts in. Cover subways with inscriptions, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Druids, they drink fermented fluids, waltzing naked through the woods, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me. Hare Krishna, he must laugh on to see me dressed in saffron with my hair that's only half on, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion, give me that old. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. I will rise at early morning when my Lord gives me the warning that the solar age is dawning, and that's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion.
And Pete Seeger finished up that mix from Robert Knight. And here's a new Innerside program segment for EarPod people. Obviously, listening technologies have changed radically over the last 5 years. And like many people, I've switched over to MP3 player because I like audio on demand and listening to radio programs when I want to. I spend a lot of time commuting, see. I mentioned that audio came from Robert Knight, and Houston listeners remember Robert and his pithy news reports from Flashpoints that used to air. Robert has been in and out of sister station WBAI, depending on which way the coups blow. But he is currently back on the air with his Earthwatch program, a freeform mix of music, politics, and culture, Thursday nights at midnight, Eastern Time. You can download his program from the archive. The web address is archive.wbai.org. Look for Earthwatch. I also mentioned stealing a joke from David Feldman. Feldman is a comedian, 3-time Emmy Award winner as a writer, and has worked for The Daily Show, The Oscars, Comedy Central, etc., etc. He just debuted on sister station KPFK last week. That is the Los Angeles Pacifica Outpost. And this is a really interesting program because Feldman puts together a live performance with local Hollywood comedic talent every week. And then that performance is then edited down for the time slot, cleaned up for FCC, and aired. So it's a recording of people performing live in front of an audience. Great skits, stand-up, comic music. And that's on Fridays. And it is archived at archive.kpfk.org. You can hear a pattern emerging here. If you want to listen to KPFT programs, it's archive.kpft.org. WBAI is archive.wbai.org, and so on. Control for smilers can't be bought. The solar garlic starts to rot. Was it for this my life I sought? Maybe so, maybe so, not. Maybe not. Maybe so.
Is it for this my life I sought? Maybe so, maybe not. Control for smilers can't be bought. Maybe so, maybe not. The solar garlic starts to rot. Maybe so, maybe not. Was it for this my life I sought? Maybe so, maybe not. Was it for this my life?
You know, when we began to reflect on the more outrageous claims and even worse behavior from the dominant culture of God people in this great country's nation and beyond, we were just kidding around. But it soon occurred to us that this menace was an eternal fountain of low-hanging comedy fruit. So we ate that apple whole, serpents and all, and committed ourselves to becoming even less serious about the subject for as long as it takes to get to the end of the program. And about 2 years ago, we had P.Z. Myers on the air, the very day that he sent out a call on his blog for someone to send him a Eucharist, which is a cracker that has been properly saturated with blessings by a Catholic priest. And he promised to do something interesting. Of course, this set off a bleep storm of outrage against PZ from hardcore Catholics worldwide, and some of it actually trickled over to the inner side after Bill Donahue mentioned us on one of his internet rage rants from the Catholic League. By the way, I made a video that same week and posted it. It's called the YouTube Eucharist Challenge, and it's still up there. I should mention that since that time, I have gotten a haircut and put some pants on. But I digress. I have picked up a trickle of hate mail, always from Christians, because all of us on the Inner Side staff have been indoctrinated into one form of Christianity or another, eventually decided it couldn't possibly be true, and people mock what they know best. Now, the emails I get in this vein are very similar to the avalanche of death threats and hate mail that P.Z. Meyer receives, and they go like this. P.Z. Myers calls this fatwa envy. You make fun of Jesus and God, and that's because Christians are loving and kind, and we're about love. So we don't come down here and rip your lungs out and shove them up your butt and rip your smart-ass head off and crap into your neck, you worthless piece of atheist garbage. You're going to hell and burn forever, and I hope your children die. And you wouldn't say that stuff about Muslims. You know why? Because you're scared, that's why. Because they cut your head off like you deserve. Unquote. Obviously, these don't come from regular Innerside listeners because we make fun of Muslims and New Age and spiritualists and Wiccans and Scientologists and even the poor Buddhists. We just don't single anybody out because as far as we're concerned, they're all crazy. And this is America, and they have that right. Last year, I got this email going off on a programmer here. His name is Robert Muhammad. And they're ripping on me for not ripping on him, since I'm so hostile to religion. Same old crap. Oh, you're scared to say anything about Robert Muhammad, blah, 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 blah. For those of you listening outside of Houston, Robert Muhammad is a big honcho in the Nation of Islam. And he's the director of the Southwest region, I assume, of the United States. And he has a program every week where he kicks ass and takes names. But it has nothing to do with the Nation of Islam, and he doesn't do religion on the air. He does local politics. He's a major operator, community organizer, and political strategist around here. A force to be reckoned with. The guy is awesome. And he's not preaching at me or anyone else on the radio. So this is a straw man argument. But the guy had a point. We've never made fun of the Nation of Islam on the program, mainly because I don't know very much about the Nation of Islam. But it's not because I'm afraid of the Nation of Islam. Well, maybe a little bit, but what the hell? Nobody lives forever, right? So a friend of mine sent me a link last week to a YouTube video. It's apparently a clip from a public access program, and there's these two black guys, and they're obviously doing the NOI thing. Squeaky clean, starched white shirts, red bow ties. These guys are like manicured, and they're going off into who knows where. It's the most fractured, wandering, incomprehensible conspiracy stuff I have ever heard. And I thought these guys were performance artists doing a satirical bit on the Nation. And I couldn't stop laughing. Once they got me going, I just laughed through the whole thing. And I'm thinking, wow, these guys are brilliant. Why have I never heard of them? So, I'm going on YouTube, and they've got a bunch of videos on YouTube. So I started going through them, and it dawned on me that these guys weren't an act. They were serious, which totally blew my mind. So I'm going to play this one, and you can check them out on the net if you like. The name of their program is The Hereafter TV, the show to end all shows. I've gleaned from these videos that this belief system is somewhat end times oriented. At least these guys are. This episode is called Conspiracy on Islam, and there's some other really good ones up there, like The Mother Plane, The Wheel, and UFOs. And if you're a George Clinton in Parliament fan, this stuff is a direct lift, or maybe the other way around. But so here you go, Equal Opportunity Skeptical Atheism. And when I was recording this off the internet, I had some jazz playing in the background. And when this guy from the TV show really gets going, the words he's saying and the ideas he's throwing out are so whack and disjointed that they break up the narrative from within. So much so that the words become more like sounds, and the way he speaks in cadence and bursts and phrases, it becomes like art, some kind of art. And pretty soon, it's like he becomes another musical instrument wild inside the jazz. Or maybe I was just really stoned. But I'll throw on this Cecil Taylor jazz performance to play along and see if y'all get the same trip.
About a week before the Trade Center went down, this is September 4th, I used to get the paper every day. And on September 4th, I looked at my paper and there was a racism conference, if you remember, in South Africa, September 4th, 2001. And I looked at my paper and it said, Colonel Powell's not going. Right. It said because some Arab nations hijacked, in quotation marks, right, that meeting.
Right.
So immediately, something hit me and I said, nuh-uh. America goes and blows up everybody. They ain't scared of no meeting in South Africa. I said, wait a minute, they're setting something up. I didn't say no Arab nations are going to do something. I said, the devil is setting us up. That was just day one. Then the next day I got a paper on September 5th and it said, racism conference seen as fuel for attacks. I said, nah, man, something's up. And then I thought later that, you know, generals in a war, they sacrifice troops. Ain't nothing to them to win the war, to sacrifice troops. So this ain't nothing new. Right. It didn't faze me. Then go see a movie called The Long Kiss Goodnight. It talks about blowing up the World Trade Center, and that movie came out in 1996. Go see a movie called Lethal Weapon 4, a comedy. But if you a hint to the wise is sufficient. So when you watch these movies, they're subtly telling you things, and you're intelligent and you're wise enough, you can pick up on subtleties. Lethal Weapon 4 had Chris Rock's talking about Afghanistan. There's a terrorist, there's a door that said terrorist they went through. A car goes through a building in that movie. Then go see The Siege. There was a scene where they just sold the trade centers in that movie for about 5 seconds with an eerie music in the background. I said, whoa. And that was like 1999 that movie came out. So man, they're throwing a whole bunch of stuff out there. But then, I was doing a class on prophecy. But you know what? I want God to reveal something to me that will save human beings' lives. Did you hear what I just said? I'm questioning God now for giving me a gift, but I said, I'm just predicting Jordan's coming back. Less than a month later, my brother shows me something on the internet. It's a picture of the Space Needle. And it said that this picture was in Afghanistan. And then my brother was saying, you know, could it be the Space Needle?
Come on.
Might be blowing up next.
Come on.
I said, then our minds would work.
Right.
Spring training, April.
Come on.
The Anaheim Angels get a new logo on their hat, and it looks like a picture of the Space Needle. Now, you may say this is crazy, but watch, just watch what God does. But anyway, I said, whoa, wait a minute. It started crystallizing for me. Is the Space Needle about to be next? What the hell's going on? I know the devil's got some more stuff in his book, and he's going to do some more things. Then I started noticing stuff like that. Remember that lottery commercial with the Space Needle being taken or something like that? They pumped that up. And then, man, there's hella billboards with the needle. It's been in the paper, hella in the paper. So all the meetings were talking about Space Needle. Then one time on Jay Leno, my brother seen in the background monuments. And the Space Needle was one of them on Jay Leno. I said, that's peculiar. Go watch it. Then I seen a movie called Life or something like it with Angelica Jolie, I think her name is. And she's in Seattle or something like that. But the Space Needle's all through that movie. Seen a movie called Signs. That's about aliens.
Right.
They show a news clip being over a dude talking on the news. There's like 10 screens in the back, and the Space Needle was one of the screens. I said, this is a little alien movie. What the hell's the Space Needle doing back? What are you throwing at me subtly?
Come on.
Then I was looking at this car book about a year ago. If you can see, it looks like an airplane's going straight into the Space Needle. Now this is just a basic Northwest car book, and there's a picture of the Space Needle on the back. So I was tripping off that. Then when I was preparing for this show, I started looking in my September 5th issue of my Seattle Times and look what I saw. A big picture of the Space Needle.
It says.
You see the Space Needle's tilted and the DC thing's tilted, there's a plane right there.
Right.
So I was tripping off that. I just peeped that 2 days ago, but that's the September 5th, 2001 Seattle Times. Then, I said, man, this is getting too deep. I said, you know, I'm going to the library. I'm going to check on September 11th. Now, you can take this or leave it. I said, I'm going to check on September 11th and September 12th to see if they have anything about the Space Needle in there.
Right.
And then guess what I found?
Come on.
I seen right here, I printed this out. It says something on September 12th, 2001. It says attack on America, and it showed the Space Needle.
Right.
And it says, but it's saying, you know, prayer vigils were held at Space Needle. But I ain't worried about what's visibly seen.
Come on.
I get to the unseen.
Come on.
Then, on August 2nd, in a section called Local News of the Times, it showed the Space Needle. And I wanted to show that. It shows a crescent. Lift it up a little bit. Show the crescent right there. And we all know the crescent is the symbol for Islam.
Right.
You know what I mean? But now lower it a little bit right there. And look in your right-hand corner. I believe it's your right-hand corner. Look at the Israel sign. The Star of David. I didn't peep that with a Jew sign right there. But it's trying to show
the
law to reveal something to me that saved human beings' lives. If that Space Needle doesn't come down, I hope I foiled it.
Hey, I hate to interrupt these guys before they wrap up all the loose ends and bundle them into a coherent, lucid point, but you'll have to take my word for it. They don't. They never get there. It just keeps going. So, there you have it. The stylings of the Hereafter TV, show to end all shows.
from the far-flung fringes of the Nation of Islam movement. I don't think these guys are representing for the majority. At least not any of the people I've met from there. But we all have our fringes and brothers from another planet. Smoke them if you got them. Music by Cecil Taylor Quartet, recorded at Newport Jazz Festival in 1950-something. We heard some Fish and Pete Seeger with his version of Old Time Religion. The Dead Kennedys opened with I Killed Children. Special thanks to Robert Knight. And we've got a few minutes left to hear from our underwriters, Red Hamster for all your vegan friends, and Menorah Side. These are courtesy of Harrison and David Feldman out of KPFK.
Red Hamster.
Hey there, rodent lovers. All you can eat weasel month at Red Hamster.
Red Hamster for the rodent.
With three tasty new rodent platters. There's deep fried field mice, peel and eat muskrat, and of course our world famous hamster melt.
Have a game. Bacon double cheese weasel, please, and hold the hair.
And our platters are always fresh. Not like those other rodent places, because we keep them spinning on the wheel right up until they hit the fat. Try our tasty roadside pizza, fresh from the highway to your table in minutes. It's good. And don't forget dessert.
Can we have some chocolate chipmunk cookies, please?
Yeah, and I'll have the hot apple pie a la mole.
Coming up.
Red Hamster, for the rodent lover in you.
Red Hamster, on Main Street across from Gerbil King.
Hey, Bob, why a long face? It looks longer than my life sentence. Seems like only an hour ago when you were happily forcing yourself on me, you didn't have a care in the world.
Aw, Doug, you're such a love. But another unelected activist judge thwarted the will of the voters once again and stayed my execution because of problems with the lethal injection drug.
Problems? What problems?
Well, apparently there are side effects. You know, if they can put a man on the moon, why can't they come up with a lethal injection drug that's safe, easy to use, and doesn't leave me with that not-so-fresh feeling?
Bob, have you ever heard about Menorah Side?
You mean that new Israeli rapper?
No, Bob, Menorah Side. It's the first safe and effective lethal injection drug.
Menorah Side? How does it work?
Unlike conventional lethal injection drops, which sedate the black man's respiratory system and then cause cardiac arrest, Menorah Side goes straight to the bling center of the brain with a powerful yet gentle drug suspending all organ function. No death rattles, no convulsions, no soiled underwear. You've spent days preparing your last words. Don't you want horrified loved ones leaving your execution remembering what comes out of your mouth instead of what comes out of your pants?
Hey, Bob! You look happy, so sedate and peaceful. Bob! Hey, Bob! Bob!
Thanks, Menorah Side. I regret nothing.
When the time is right, will you be ready? Ask your prison physician if Menorah Side is right for you. Not recommended for nursing mothers. For post-execution erections lasting longer than 4 hours, call your mortician.
Jimmy Dore, Jane Edith Wilson, and Rick Overton. We'll be right back.
Actually, we won't be right back until next week. This has been the Inner Side Radio Program. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all then.